Watch out, world. Jake Ryan is on a tear today. That was Blinded by Mint Julep here on The Casual Sound. I'm Tyler Jacobson.
Jake Ryan.
Lenny.
You should see Jake Ryan's face. It's like a cartoon where the thermometer of somebody's like anger level is just rising. It's like half, three quarters of the way up his head. It's red.
It's called going gammon, I think.
All right, so what do we know about Mint Julep?
Absolutely nothing. I mean, I'm frantically scrolling here, just trying to figure out who they are, what they're all about. This is back of the napkin stuff for me. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, sitting there just doing what I do, going down a rabbit hole. And this was one of those things that, you know, I find myself just scribbling all this stuff down when I find it. Hey, go back, listen to this, go back, listen to this. So we went back and we listened to it together and we were all like, yeah, this is good. Let's throw it on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess we'll get back to you with who they are and what they are.
Good tune.
Yeah. Solid.
Enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to go into a band from Russia that's been around for 17 years. I was just exposed to them, as I believe you were as well. The band is called Motorama. The song is called Sign. That was the song Serena by Uniforms. Jake Ryan, that was one of your picks.
Yeah.
What do you know about Uniforms?
Again, rabbit hole. Rabbit hole. But you know what? But that one, was one in particular that when I put it down and I wrote it down, I was like, oh, yeah, I know I'm coming back to this.
Yeah.
And subsequently, like the rest of the stuff that we were listening to off that album was really good. So I will be revisiting them as well. So, I mean, if somebody knows something a little more about either of those bands, you know, hit us up. Let us know.
You know, to that end, you threw on Skeletons by Easy Life.
Yes.
And I went and checked out the rest of that album.
Yeah.
And it showed a little bit of promise, but like quickly dropped off. Yeah. And that was such a disappointment because...
Then that's why I felt dirty. I mean, now we know, right? Like it's a tune, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amongst...
Yeah, it's a others. Tune. It is probably going to be the only tune.
Right.
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 And I didn't mean to get all thematic on this last set, but apparently I did. So after Motorama Sign, we played Frantic Elevators, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And that is a band that featured Mick Hucknall, who ultimately ended up being in Simply Red. And the transition from that song to Holding Back the Years, which apparently was also a Frantic Elevators song originally, is just kind of mind-boggling. But then after that, we went into McCarthy, Keep an Open Mind or Else. And McCarthy features Tim Gain. And then at one other point, Letitia Sadler joined the band. And they, of course, went on to become Stereolab. Nice. Right after the dissolution of McCarthy. And I believe it was you, Jake Ryan, you said that was a real Britpop tune.
Yeah.
But McCarthy was around from like 1985-ish to about 1990. So they precede the whole Britpop sound, probably influenced it.
Right, so C-80s.
C-86. C-86. Yeah, they were actually on C-86.
And yeah, of course, that's the strain of DNA that goes into the Britpop.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Jangle.
That's why it sounds like it sounds.
Yep.
But you said they were Barking?
I think
they're from Barking.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Billy Bragg's turf,
yes,
if
sir.
I remember correctly,
yes, sir.
From you.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. He's the Barking Bar.
What we got into, Zach?
We're going to go into Vega Rally.
Can Infinity I comment real quick on this?
No, we have to get into the song. There's right. No time.
I believe this to be a future baggy classic out of Manchester. It's called Infinity 93.
Is this a new band?
Yes, brand new.
This is, you're going to enjoy this one.
This is why we do it.
Vega Rally,
here we
Infinity
go.
93. Yeah.
So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning we went downstairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed it by then, slid right through it. I winked to find Englishman won 2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supplies, so when we got home, we decided to go down to John's Indie Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the tomb, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruising of our hands, legs and groins. But we had a good laugh on the stuff, especially the tube slide, which probably doubles up as a urinal for drunk teens. Then we walked through the woods to look at the tomb. It was a big disappointment, but the mist on the lake was cool. Sunday afternoon, we got up to John's with a lot of beer and time to watch The Simpsons. It was a really good episode about love always ended in tragedy, except, of course, for Marge and Homer. I was quite moving at the end, and to tell you the truth, my eyes were a bit damp. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. Keeping us in. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend. And I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. My friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her, she was still quite pleasant. At the same time I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl we don't call Joe. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something. I couldn't sleep again that night, thanks to some seriously disturbing nightmares. Matthew said I should cut down on the cheese.
Waited for the weekend and it lasted forever. Especially summer. Waiting for the weekend and it lasted forever. You're high with friends, it's especially summer. Waiting for the weekend and it lasted forever. You're high with our friends, it's especially summer.
Thank you.
right, that was Sea Power with Two Fingers. Sea Power, you may know by their previous name, which was British Sea Power. So I mentioned at the top of the episode, Jake Ryan was...
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
Ridiculous.
Why do you care?
What kind of stupid statement are they trying to make with that?
I can tell you what the stupid statement is, but why does this bug you so much?
Really? Because you're rebranding a band.
Yeah.
For what reason?
I mean, Starship did it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's
actually,
a great
actually,
example.
Actually, they rebranded several times, and I believe still quite popular. They built the city.
Yes, of course they did. Yeah. Sarah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm excited.
So, but why are you so beefed up about this? Why are you like so charged up on this?
It's totally unnecessary. Look, for me, like
except they found a reason for it. They believed it to be necessary.
Band names are so sacred.
No,
right?
Maybe that's only your opinion.
It is my opinion, and that's why
I'm
telling you it's dumb.
Maybe it's exclusively your opinion because there's so many crap band names out there, and I don't want to go off on that.
Well, that's the thing. That's
right?
The thing.
So it's like
they are. It's something that, you know, when you get it right, don't screw with it. Okay. I mean, and we could say this about bands that we love, right? I'm not going to say it because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to anger them. But in this case, I could care less. Let's anger them. I mean, I just don't care. It's a decent tune.
I thought you loved this band, though.
I do. I like them. But it's awful reason. What's the reason?
The reason.
Because there is no good reason, but you go ahead and you tell me what the reason is.
The reason they said is essentially they don't want to be accidentally associated with nationalism.
Wow. Okay.
What do you mean? Like, that seems like it would be up your alley to be more sensitive and make sure that everybody knows, hey, no matter how this gets interpreted, it's not interpreted on the side of nationalism. That is a dog. That is not anybody. It's not a human being in the room who just made that noise.
See, even my dog is like,
no,
whatever,
I'm serious.
This is
like, why? Like, isn't like, why does that? I think the motives are sound. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Really? So then, like, Utah Saints needs to go and take the Utah out of their name.
That's why
because
I didn't
they
listen
don't,
to them for
because
the first
they don't
two
want to
years.
Be associated with,
yes.
with sectionalism in the U.S. I mean, it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Which, by the way, right? Utah Saints are getting back together and playing a festival. I just saw their name on a bill. I was kind of surprised about that. But yes,
hey,
exactly.
You know that something good is going
to
happen.
That band name was why I didn't listen to Utah Saints for
really?
The first 2 years that I knew about them. Yeah, because what kind of horseshit is that, naming your band Utah Saints?
Wow.
Just name yourself the Mormons and, like, let me get past it.
Let me get
Actually, the Mormons would have been a cool band name, if I'm going to be straight.
Jake, any commentary on Bad Brains in that set?
Yeah, I love the ethos. Hate the music.
You don't like any punk?
No. I mean, there's some. For me, it's just, you know. Hey, look, first off, I get a whole bunch of stick, like, about all the shoegazy bands that I listen to or that I pull and that I bring into the podcast. No
I
problem.
I thought you said you hated shoegaze.
You're right. I do. Anyway, I get a whole bunch of stick about it. And then I'm asked why I don't like punk. I mean, essentially those two things are very, very polar. Okay? One's got an ethereal sound and the other is incredibly discordant. And for me, the discordance is the stuff that throws me away from punk, which is why I can listen to stuff like the Ramones. Because it's really, you know, three chords, but it's played trying to get to something of a melody. All right? Stuff that's
you don't like hardcore.
Yeah, no, that's just not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say hardcore is my thing either, but...
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. I'm not saying that I don't agree with the ethos and the things that punk is about. Totally agree with it.
Well,
you know, sometimes you got to tear things down,
agreed.
Build them back up.
Agreed.
That's not my issue.
Past tense agreed with it because
punk turned
into a clown show.
Well, it's like everything that becomes a caricature of itself.
Right, and that was an easy thing to make a caricature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
For the record, I enjoyed all your shoegaze picks this episode, Jake. Just needed something a little louder.
Not a problem. And I think we've got, you know...
We've talked about how you don't like the same. You want to throw in the monkey wrench and mix it up a little bit and grab attention, and I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that either. I mean, I don't want to put the listener to sleep.
Sometimes I want to put the listeners
to sleep. Well, sometimes I want them to bliss out. If you want to put them to sleep, you can put the Belle and Sebastian crap on.
Dude, I'll put it on all day. I'll play an entire Belle and Sebastian episode.
God almighty, dude. I don't want them committing suicide. I want them enjoying it, at least. Blissed out.
Speaking of...
Not bled out.
Speaking of shoegaze, you're throwing on another one here.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
It's April, June, the song Summer Bruises.
I'm
Jake Ryan, tell us what you know about that last song.
Oh, I knew.
And so I know you don't know. I know you don't know shit about Fuck. So I'm gonna say, just tell us the name of the song and the artist.
All right. So the artist was Hydromag, and the song was What We Left Behind. I'm glad I could get that right, seeing as how you flipped it on the page for me again.
It should appreciate the proper it. Way should be artist.
Sure, sure it is.
Song.
Sure it is. You know what? You remind me of the people who like put the toilet paper on, and you put it coming out under instead of lapping over. That's what you're doing here.
Are you saying I'm an instigator?
Yeah, like Woody Woodpecker, dude. Exactly. That's all you're doing. I've been provoked this entire episode. Just for the listener out there, even while the music was playing, I guarantee you, they were poking the bear.
Untrue. Fake news.
Totally true.
You're just on fire today, and the moment I say anything about anything, you're like, wrong! Over the line!
Market 8.
If you market 8, you are entering a world of pain. Lenny.
Yes.
Take us out of this episode. Episode 40. Hey, in a normal podcast, we would have knocked this out in the first 9 months or so, but because it's us, it's taken us 5 years. But here we are.
All right. This 6x7 Candlelight, one of the most underrated bands from the late 90s, early noughties, I would say.
Couldn't agree more. Dive into all of it, man. Dive into all of it. But here we go. We'll see you on the next episode. Be safe.